Coach, what were your thoughts about the game?
Well, we did some things. We had some opportunities. You know, we put ourselves in position to do some things, and unfortunately, we didn't capitalize. You know, we dropped some passes in certain situations. We missed some opportunities on the defensive side. We had an opportunity for a big interception down in the red zone going the other way. I mean, it could have, you know, those things you got to have. And you know, the tail of this game, when we watch it on tape, when we evaluate, will be about missed opportunities. That's probably the biggest thing. So we'll see as we break this tape down.
Well, what did you see on the drive before the last one with the 4th and 3 when you thought you might add a first down, but they got the timeout, that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what happened on that. I mean, I thought, you know, they had too many men on the field. I thought we had a completed pass for a first down. But they said they had called timeout prior to the ball being snapped. So that's, you know, that's the judgment of the referees, and we go from there.
What is it about the offense? I mean, defense seems to be doing pretty good to holding teams to field goals or whatever, keeping the points down, but offense just hasn't been able to put decent drives.
Well, we missed an opportunity, and it's kind of epitomizes what has happened. We get down in the red zone. We got the quarterback gets hit as he's trying to deliver. Well, he's got a guy wide open in the end zone, and he got hit just as he was trying to deliver it. So, you know, those things we're going to have to look at and see exactly what happened, you know, why it happened, and get that corrected so it doesn't happen again. I mean, we move the ball down there, you got to put the points on the board, and that's the bottom line. And a turnover in the red zone was very costly today.
What did you tell your team after this loss 1-5 to keep them kind of looking in the right direction?
Truth of the matter is, you just got to keep going. Nobody said it was going to be easy, and it's not. We know that. We're going to continue to work at it. We'll look at some things and look to change some things, and we'll find solutions. And you know, we just got to keep pounding away.
Coach, who was the primary receiver on that pass to Murphy on the 4th down?
Well, pretty much it was a read on that, and he's looking for, you know, guys are going beyond the sticks for the first down so we can keep the ball going. And, you know, he turned. He was the wide-open receiver, and, you know, it's one of those things. You'd like to get the call. We didn't get the call. You'd like to see, you know, him hold on to the ball, but, you know, there's a reason why.
What was the explanation given to you on why they gave him the timeout?
They said they called it before the ball was snapped.
From the sideline?
That was told it came from the sideline. So, I mean, you know, there's no way, you know, to look at it. And truthfully, you know, we shouldn't have put ourselves in that position. I said earlier, we drive all the way down there and throw an interception because the quarterback gets hit as he's stepping into the throw. So, you know, those are things that we've got to get corrected.
I
thought he played with good energy. He did some really good things, ran the ball well, you know, and for the most part, he scrambled. And he found the holes, and he created. And I thought he threw it with some authority, put the ball in some places that it should have been caught a couple times. We dropped a couple of first down passes. That was disappointing. But we, again, as I said, we'll just keep pounding away at it.
Is there a reason other than scheme that D'Angelo played so little today?
Well, a lot of it had to do with personnel, you know, and we trade off based on personnel.
That horse collar seemed to happen kind of right in front of you. What do you see there with that one?
Well, I just disagree with the call, but, you know, that's we go from there.
How confident are you in the running game right now? There were a couple instances where you had 1st and goal at the 5 and you ran 3 straight passing plays, 4th and 1 pass play and whatnot.
When you're in that situation, you look at what they did defensively, and they brought in 5 big defensive linemen, and they stack it up on the inside. So at that point, you know, they put their big guys up there. And so the idea, obviously, was really strategy. You know, when they got 5 300-pound guys at the line of scrimmage, it's like beating your head against the wall. At least that was the interpretation and why we did what we did.
With Chris Gamble out, how did you feel like the secondary responded?
I thought this is nice things. Yeah, I really do. I think those young corners really fought and played with some emotion, and they gave us an opportunity. You know, they did a nice job out there.
Didn't look like you guys were able to get any pressure on Romo. Try different things?
We did try different things, but you look also at for the most part, they didn't throw the ball downfield that often out of 5 and 7 step drops. Everything they did was off of play action, and he dumped the ball quickly. You know, you saw him go to his check down several times, and, you know, there's opportunities to make plays. When the ball's getting dumped down, you just got to be able to break and, you know, force something to happen.
And then conversely, you guys, Cam was under a lot of pressure. Was most of that coming up the gut?
I think it was a combination of things, but, you know, near the end, you did see a good inside push by those guys, and, you know, and it's something that we just got to, you know, continue to work at, get our protections taken care of, and, you know, again, if you don't put yourself in that position where they know you got to throw the ball, it does change the way they approach things.
How How'd you make out from an injury standpoint?
So far, so good. We'll see. Well, we didn't have anything of note as of yet, but I usually get the report after everybody showers up and sees the trainers.
Day for your rookie offensive lineman.
I think so. And again, you know, it'll be a thing that we'll have to evaluate and look at and, you know, find ways to help him out.
In that deep pass to LaFell late, it looked as if he was uncertain. I mean, it looked as if he stopped running.
I think initially Brandon was, you know, trying to see where the ball was thrown, whether it was thrown more towards the post or more thrown towards the flag to adjust to it. And so I think because of that, he hesitated. You know, and again, it's one of those things where you just got to know where the ball is going to get thrown and just keep running.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.